Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mild tonight, with clear skies expected in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze adds to the calm atmosphere, perfect for a peaceful night. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that an IDF soldier, Liam Ben Hamo, died earlier today from a Hezbollah explosive drone attack in southern Lebanon. Another soldier was moderately injured. Also, the JNS reports from earlier today that the IDF carried out a targeted airstrike, killing a Hamas terrorist who posed as a paramedic. The individual had planned an imminent attack against IDF troops. Also, this hour, Forward writes that life for Iran's Jewish community is fraught with fear and monitored communications as shared by an Iranian Jewish woman in the United States whose family remains in Iran. Separately, I-24 News reports just in that the U.S. may deploy a hypersonic missile to the Middle East as a countermeasure against Iran. And finally, JTA reports that an attack on a Jewish man outside a Los Angeles synagogue is now under investigation as a hate crime. Here's what people are saying online. I24News_EN posted minutes ago about CENTCOM's request to deploy a hypersonic missile to the Middle East, marking a potential first-ever U.S. deployment. Hillel Neuer, an advocate for human rights, reported a tense exchange involving Francesca Albanese, criticizing her report on Israel, which was interrupted by the PLO. Eve Barlow, a journalist, expressed concern about what she describes as a war on Jews in the UK and Europe, just moments ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that the attack on IDF soldiers highlights the ongoing tensions with Hezbollah. Since the beginning of Operation Roaring Lion, 16 IDF soldiers have been killed. This incident underscores the persistent threat Hezbollah poses to Israel's northern border, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza, as reported by JNS, the IDF's action against a disguised Hamas terrorist reflects the complexity of urban warfare in the region. This strike follows intelligence that the individual posed an immediate threat to Israeli forces. The incident emphasizes the IDF's ongoing efforts to neutralize security threats in the region. Meanwhile, the Forward's report on Iran reveals the precarious situation for Jews living under a regime known for its hostility towards minorities. Despite living abroad, Iranian Jews remain connected to their families back home, grappling with fear and uncertainty. This situation illustrates the broader challenges faced by minority communities in authoritarian regimes. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights the potential U.S. military response to Iran by deploying a hypersonic missile. This move could signal a significant shift in U.S. military strategy in the region. The deployment could serve as a deterrent to Iran amid rising tensions over its nuclear activities. Finally, the JTA's report on the Los Angeles attack brings attention to growing concerns about anti-Semitic violence in the United States. The investigation as a hate crime reflects the ongoing struggle against racial and religious intolerance, impacting community safety and cohesion. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports from earlier today on a dispute between two saleswomen that escalated to physical violence, resulting in post-traumatic stress for one of the workers. This incident raises concerns about workplace safety and mental health. Separately, Globes reports that Israel has dropped a key demand on Wizz Air, a Hungarian airline. The airline will no longer be required to commit to fly to Israel during emergency situations. This decision might affect Israel's aviation strategy during crises. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the urgent tasks for newly appointed State Service Commissioner Doron Cohen. Cohen's entry into office is seen as an opportunity to address the erosion in public service, aiming to rebuild trust and efficiency. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.